Hi, I'm Mike Lappel for BizNews.com. Political power in many of our municipalities shifts continually. Blink sometimes and you're going to miss it. Just as the DA celebrated taking back power in Nelson Mandela Bay through Retief Wittendahl, booting out the ANC's Eugene Johnson, the DA's Dr. Mpho Palatse was ousted in the city of Johannesburg by an ANC coalition of sorts. These coalition agreements appear fickle. There's not even an attempt to hide the bickering and the blame game that goes on between parties on social media. It's a bit of a hot mess. Nelson Mandela Bay has been a similar mess for several years. The culture of rampant corruption under the ANC even spawned a book, How to Steal a City. It's been a council of chaos and assault even, with the ANC's Andile Lungisa infamously smashing a glass jug over a DA member's head, earning him some time in prison, only to emerge considering himself a new Nelson Mandela. Then you had Mongomeli Bobani, the UDM's candidate who presided as mayor despite being fingered in a 25 million rand corruption scandal. He was later removed as mayor and has since passed away from COVID in November 2020. Athol Trollope was the DA's mayor in Nelson Mandela Bay for 2 years, from 2016 up until he was removed in 2018. And that's where our focus lies today. Three former DA councillors arrested recently, along with some other people we'll get to. Helping us to unpack these arrests and what they're related to is the DA's Eastern Cape leader, Ngaba Banga. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Michael, and good morning to your listeners.
I see Athol Trollope says, a special place in hell, quote unquote, is reserved for these three former DA councillors. What did they do, Mr. Banga?
Michael, you will remember that in 2016, three of these councillors voted against, and then DA mayor, Athol Trollope, out, and they were bribed by the ANC, the three of them. They got an amount of 300,000 rand, 100,000 each, to sell out the DA. And they were paid through a tender, which was a COVID tender, through a company called Peletona, which was appointed incorrectly the same day. They got into the municipal database, and the same day they got appointed. That's why you would see a list of people who were involved, including the current city manager, which was also imposed to the ANC, by the ANC, appointed incorrectly as a city manager, which the DA challenged, and the matter is still in court.
So the acting city manager was nabbed along with a municipal housing department official and some business people. Is the city manager position, as you say, is that now being contested, or is it now vacant following his arrest?
What is going to happen, which is supposed to be a procedure, is that a report should be submitted to council to look in the issue of the criminal charges against the city manager. And what has happened already is that the executive mayor has appointed somebody to act in the capacity of the city manager as we speak right now. The report will go to council, she's supposed to be subjected to a disciplinary process, through a disciplinary board, and then that report will come back to council if the disciplinary board have found that she's guilty. But there is a report that was tabled to council already, which the ANC have ignored, from the SIU, which recommended that the city manager must then be subjected to disciplinary process. Therefore, the report is ready, but the ANC was trying to sit on that report and not act. That's why the DA has been in the forefront to say this report needs to be tabled in the council and should be consequences against the city manager.
What is the state of play in Nelson Mandela Bay? Coalitions can be very complicated. They can be quite fractured at times. How is the coalition in Nelson Mandela Bay structured?
Currently, we have The PAC, we have AIM, we have DOP, we have AIC, and we have GOOD, and the Northern Alliance, who are forming the coalition with the DA. This, by the way, was up of the results, so that when all these parties realized that the ANC was deep in the coffers of the municipality trying to steal, these parties decided that they cannot be associated with the ANC. And it was the reason last year that I refused to agree with the recommendations that these parties had. And I cautioned them about the rampant corruption of the ANC and the fact that we're facing a water crisis. And we couldn't agree that they would occupy some of this strategic position like infrastructure, because we thought to us, addressing and managing the water crisis could have been better under the DA. And I think this, early this year, they started to realize that some of the things we raised in November were correct. The outcomes of this report exposes that nobody should be working with the ANC, because the ANC knows nothing else but to break everything they touch. And Nelson Mandela has been a clear example. And I believe that because we signed a coalition agreement with them, based on good governance, service delivery, and also competency of the people who will occupy position, I think it could stay a little bit longer. We are managing it very carefully to make sure that there is a consultation on a number of issues. But we have put it very clear that we're not going to compromise on the principles of clean governance.
So those are the agreements and the principles upon which you went into coalition governance with those various parties. How would you rate the health of that coalition? We know Joburg, many have said it's in tatters. How would you rate out of 10, let's say, the strength of that coalition in Nelson Mandela Bay?
I think I would say it's still too early, but very healthy as we speak right now, under the leadership of Retief. I can say out of 10, at least I can say 9. It's very healthy so far. It's so good.
Okay. Are there lessons the coalition agreement in Nelson Mandela Bay can learn from what happened in Johannesburg last week? Or is Nelson Mandela Bay its own sort of animal?
There are lessons, and I think these lessons should go to smaller parties, getting into coalitions, it should not be about personalities, and also it should be about service delivery. As long as these parties who are partnering with us understand that the people are important and not personalities and individuals. That's why we focused, when we're forming this coalition, on good governance and service delivery. And I think we've learned that. And we've also learned that to manage a coalition, it's a 24-hour thing. Mm. You must always make sure that you do proper consultation and that decisions should be taken by the collective, led by the mayor, and also by involving these coalition partners.
I'm sure you are acutely aware, as the Democratic Alliance, as are many other opposition parties in the country, that the country is watching and they are looking and evaluating coalitions and just how sustainable that is for 2024. The bickering, the blaming that's been going on social media, I've noticed so many comments from people saying, we actually don't care anymore, you know, who said what and who broke what. Let's just all sit down around the table like adults and iron out our differences. Do we have a long way to go in terms of political maturity when it comes to coalitions in this country?
We still have a long way to go. The first thing the voters should learn is that not being decisive and taking decisions and giving power to responsible people have consequences. That's the first lesson the voters must understand, that the voters must go out and cast their vote and choose individuals who have an interest of serving people. It's unfortunate that that's the future of South African politics. And the local government has been a rocky road for coalitions. But we must make sure that we learn from these lessons in local government in preparing for a grand coalition in 2024. The indications is that in South Africa we are going to have a coalition government. Countries like Germany, when they started, it started like this, and it has never been easy. But those democracies now are stable because they've learned lessons of how to manage coalitions. And I believe that South Africa is going to learn from the situation.
Well, yeah, you kind of preempted my last question to you. And it's a question I ask to everybody in politics in the country at the moment. You know, how do you see 2024 panning out? Is there enough cooperation and goodwill between parties, opposition parties at least, to take down the giant called the ANC? Because say what you will, they've been on the decline, but there's no other party in the country that is likely to get in the 40% like the ANC is expected to. How do you take this giant down? And do you think that there's this prospect of an ANC-EFF coalition that'll take them over the 50 plus one? Or is there enough cooperation between the smaller parties to get over 50 plus one?
We have done it in South Africa in this local government elections by pushing the ANC down below 50%, which is a very good sign that the ANC would be below 50%. And any party that... things that the ANC can save South Africa in 2024. It's making a mistake, and I believe that there will be that cooperation where the DA will be leading that coalition with other parties, parties that we share same values with. There have been a consistent relationship between the ACDP, COPE, and the DA throughout the country. We believe that there will be new parties that we might also work with, who are more or less close to what the values of the DA are. And there might be individuals who believe in good governance and service delivery to the people. Therefore, I hope, and the indications are there, that the ANC is on its way out of government.
Mabobanga, I wish you well with your work, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.